People say we inevitably become our parents, but what weight does that carry when one of your parents is a serial killer? Join Melissa Jesperson Moore on Happy Face as she travels back into her past, searching for insight into her father's crimes. Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlemagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 30th, may or may not go to Hillary Clinton. Now, yesterday, while everyone was caught up in Nikki Cardi Gate, Hillary Clinton made some comments that people are either not aware of, don't care about, or finally, for whatever reason, when it comes to this particular situation, this era all of a sudden understands context, okay? I think context is key for everything, but in this social media era, everything seems to be out of context. Life is out of context. Or even when things are in context, people take things out of context to create the narrative they want to create. Now, I like Hillary Clinton. In fact, I really think we dropped the ball in 2016 by not getting her into the White House. That's an understatement, because I really feel black people as a whole would have benefited from her being president, because I think she really wanted to right the wrongs of her husband's 94 crime bill. When you looked at Hillary's circle in 2016, we all saw it. Yee saw it. Envy saw it. It was all black women, majority black women. And I think she would be the type of president that everyone could hold accountable, not just a president for a particular base, but a president for all people. That's just my opinion, okay? Black people, for the most part, love the Clintons. And for the most part, the Clintons seem to love black people. They are good white allies, right? Am I mistaken in saying that?
Huh? In some ways, probably.
Okay. The white friends at the cookout, right? I guess. The problem sometimes with your white friend is that they might get a little too comfortable. You know, you be, you know, around your white friend and they singing a rap song, and if the N-word is in the lyric, they may let it fly and you got to check them. Okay, that's usually how it is when you got a cool white friend. Great person, not a racist, but sometimes they get too comfortable and they end up doing or saying things that if said around another black person who is not their friend, it could and would absolutely offend. Okay, same way you have to check on your strong friend, you may also have to check your white friend. Now, the evidence I'm about to play, y'all, will be brought up in Breakfast Club court, because that is where we are taking this situation, because I need to know if Hillary Clinton deserves Donkey of the Day for this joke that she made. And I put air quotation marks around joke. Now, Hillary was being interviewed by Kara Swisher for Recode, and Kara Swisher got two U.S. congressmen confused. These two congressmen were Cory Booker and Eric Holder. Listen to how Hillary responded.
What do you think of Cory Booker's, and you didn't comment on him, and you feel free?
Oh, I adore him.
What do you think about him saying kick them in the shins, essentially, start to get to that kind of political?
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't.
Whoa.
Oh, well done.
Whoa.
Okay, now, let's play that clip one more time for the people in the back.
Wow.
You may not have heard it because they're still looking at Cardi B videos on Instagram. Play it again.
What do you think of Cory Booker's, and you didn't comment on him, and you feel free?
Oh, I adore him.
What do you think about him saying kick them in the shins, essentially, start to get to that kind of political?
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't. Oh, well done.
Wow.
Now, Donkey of the Day does not discriminate. We all have our biases. I attempt to be as self-aware as possible in order to check mine. We all know that if anyone on the right had made that same joke, nobody would care about the context. There would be no excuses, okay? There would be no excuses made if Ivanka Trump, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Megyn Kelly, or anyone else on the right had made that exact same joke in the exact same context. You all would have been on their ass posting video after video the way Cardi did Nikki yesterday. Now, do I think Hillary Clinton is racist? No. Do I think that remark was racist? Nah, no. Do I think it's a matter of a white ally getting too comfortable? Hell yes. Because when I see her up there kikiing with Kara Swisher, I know she has made jokes like that before and she makes them around other white people. The timing was too impeccable. When was Hillary Clinton ever known for her comedic timing? When has she ever shown comedic timing? See, that was a glimpse into the real her. Just like when she was on The Breakfast Club, she gave a glimpse into the real her. Now, I don't have a problem with honesty. Remember when she was on The Breakfast Club and she was very honest when I brought up the fact, when Yee brought up the fact about her keeping hot sauce in her bag, and you know, I said to her, this is one of those times they will say she's pandering to black people. Remember that? Let me refresh your memory.
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
You Yeah, hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen, I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Is it working? See, Hillary's not dumb. She's aware of what she's doing. So just like Megyn Kelly last week, who was aware, I'm sure, Hillary is a white woman of a certain age. She had to know, even in sarcasm and in jest, that joke about all black people looking alike wouldn't fly. Now, I'm just being an equal opportunity hee-haw distributor. I don't care about left, right, up, down, select, start, A or B. All I care about is giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. Dr. Phil was here just yesterday, and what did he say?
The last thing I say before I walk on stage, I close my eyes and say, do not walk out there and say something stupid.
Do not walk out there and say something stupid. I feel like Hillary said something stupid. Now, some people feel like she didn't. The people who feel like she didn't, I think it's Democratic bias. Or we're turning a blind eye because it's Hillary Clinton. Because based on the firestorm, I know it would have been if someone on the right had said this. Play it again one more time. Just one more time. Play the clip.
What do you think of Cory Booker's, and you didn't comment on him, and you feel free?
Oh, I adore him.
What do you think about him saying kick them in the shins, essentially, start to get to that kind of political?
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder. Oh, Eric Holder,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't. Oh, well done.
I think she should get a hee-haw simply because you can't let your white friends get that comfortable. But let's discuss. Hit the Breakfast Club court music, damn it.
All right, 800-585-1051. We're talking Hillary Clinton this morning, all right? We need you to call in right now. Now, are we turning a blind eye?
Democratic bias.
Is this Democratic bias? Is this
and
what
when you
doing
say
this
we,
morning?
Who do you mean? Because I see a lot of people going in on her. A lot of Republicans, a lot of people saying that she's a racist now. She's despicable. If Megyn Kelly would have said that simply because she said she didn't understand blackface.
Yeah, but that's the Republicans calling out the bias of the Democrats, because Democrats seem to be turning a blind eye to those comments.
All right.
And when I played it in the room this morning, people were saying, oh, she's just being sarcastic. Oh,
I didn't say
she
that.
She was just being sarcastic. You didn't. Your reaction was different. But a lot of people were like, she's just being sarcastic.
All
but
right.
I'm just saying, if that had came from the other side, it would be World War III out here right now.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Is it Democratic bias? Call us right now.
Or does she deserve the biggest hee-haw? Because I got Kathy Griffin, Remy Ma, and the Hamiltons all on deck.
Okay, let's
get to discuss.
It. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.